Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace.
Thank you for the cross.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin. This love, Lord, thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne.
I love you, Jesus. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Yes, Jesus. Oh, yes. Yes. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. As the choir gets ready to sing, I'm so glad that I serve the one true living God, and Jesus is his name. Amen. You can just call on the name of Jesus, and he's there. In your tough time, in your hard time, and in your rough time, amen, just call on the name of Jesus. As they begin to sing, amen, let's just begin to worship and call on that wonderful name.
Moses at the Red Sea, Pharaoh closing in. And then at the water, sure looks like the end.
When everybody doubted on the shore that day, I can just imagine hearing Moses say,
I will not be shaken, I will not be moved. I'm gonna stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control. I will not be shaken, no, 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 no.
Moses at the Red Sea, Pharaoh closing in. Standing at the water, sure looks like this.
Well, God was up to something, and these people didn't know that he rolled the tide and opened wide the waves to make a roll.
When everybody doubted on the shore that day, I can just imagine hearing Moses say,
I will not be shaken, I will not be moved. I'm gonna stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control. I will not be shaken, no, 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 no.
I will not be shaken, I will not be moved.
I'm gonna stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control. I will not be shaken, no, 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 no.
In the furnace, bound to be thrown in. They wouldn't bow down, no, they wouldn't bend.
The king gave the order, and even they were wrong. The fire was hot, and they were shocked when they were
wrong. This rooster tells believers to deny his name.
But by his power, you can be saved.
I will not be shaken. I'm gonna stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control. I will not be shaken, no, 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 no.
Well, three boys in the furnace about to be thrown in. Cause they wouldn't bow down, no, they wouldn't bend.
He gave the order, and then they were wrong.
To test believers to deny his name,
but by his power you can hear me say,
I will not be shaken, I will not be moved. I'm gonna stand in faith and watch what the Lord will do. I'm holding to the promise that God is in control. I will not be shaken, no, no, no.
And I won't be shaken. My hope is still
Jesus' blood and righteousness, and I won't be shaken. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, and
be shaken. I'm not going to be moved. Whatever goes on the outside, I'm going to stand for God and His truth. We've got to have that kind of mentality, a mind made up. I'm not going to be shaken. I'm not going to be moved, but I'm going to stand strong. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Amen. What a powerful presence of the Lord is in this house tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. At this time, if you can make your way back to your seats, we'd like to receive our tithe and offering. If I can have, amen, Roy and Brother Ashton, Brother Roy. As we call him medium-sized Roy, but he's coming big Roy now. Amen. Please remember our announcements. Today is Building Fund Sunday. Also, our family prayer night is 7 p.m. Tuesday. Leadership tag in on the 11th. And our youth revival, youth crusade. Amen. What a great time we're going to have. It's August 2nd through the 4th. We have some wonderful speakers. Amen. Brother Putman, Brother Craig Long, Brother Wayne Wright. We're excited about what the Lord is going to do. It's not just for youth. Amen. It's for everybody. Amen. So we want you to be here and be a part of what God is going to be doing in these services. Amen. And we want you to just worship with us during that time. Amen. At this time, let's pray over our offering. Lord, we love you. Thank you, Jesus, for this offering. In Jesus' name. Amen. March and give unto the Lord. And as you do, greet one another in Jesus' name.
countless stars ablaze. Only one could breathe life into clay. Only one can quiet raging seas. Only one has power to.
Amen. Praise God. What a wonderful presence of the Lord I feel in this house tonight. I want to welcome all of our guests to Apostolic Lighthouse. It is a pleasure having you here tonight. Thank you for coming and worshiping with us. We have one more announcement. If the college and career at the end of service can meet over here, we're going to have a quick meeting. So college and career after service, please meet over here. Amen. This time I'm asked pastor to come. Can y'all say, God bless our pastor? Amen.
Praise God, everybody. It's good to be in the house of God again this evening. I'm glad that God knows what I need tonight. Amen. Before I even ask, amen, God is faithful today to answer, provide a way for me to get to that answer. And God wants to do something in our souls, in our spirits this evening. Amen. And we're blessed today. You may be seated in Jesus' name. It's so good to see every one of you in the house of God. Our guests, we're so blessed to have you back tonight. Amen. And we're thankful, Sherry, that God, amen, knows what's going on and he's a healer. Amen. She's at a critical time right now with her mama. But our God is our great physician. You came to the right spot tonight. Hallelujah. We're so thankful that you're in the house of God. And we had a wonderful vacation Bible school. And I'm telling you what, God bless. We had children come, and they were excited. A lot of them got to get in that cash cube and catch money and got to take it home with them and prizes. And we were as excited for them as they were excited to be in there. Amen. We're so blessed that you're in the house of the Lord tonight. Tamika, good to see you back in the house of the Lord. So good to have Brother Jeff home. Amen. Praise God. Brother Jeff, can you stand and tell us what God has done for your family and you?
That's That's
how much God's done for us. They got it all together. They don't see. Not being able to put food on the table. They don't see the struggle with addictions. They see the now. But if only they could realize God wants to give them that now.
Man, I'm telling you, the most valuable thing in the world is the presence of the Almighty God. Amen. We're thankful for the blessings of the Lord. Amen. We're so thankful for the way God works, God ministers. Brother Robbie, would you testify? God blessed him this week. He made a great mile marker in his life.
Awesome.
Praise God. And he didn't tell you about this, but I will. Amen. Y'all know we did a little graduation ceremony for our graduates. Brother Robbie, this Friday was his last test to get through that. And he didn't really have to take the test because he had already had the grades, but he passed the test, went through it. Listen to this. And he's graduating. He will walk just right down the road just a little bit. But he would graduate with honors from Stephen F. Austin State University. Let's give the Lord a hand for what God's doing. And as a full-time worker, as a full-time parent, and working, they're very busy people, Brother Robin and Sister Rachel. He still went to school, and a lot of midnight oil was burned. And we're so thankful that he finally conquered it. And I'm thankful what God's going to do. Amen. The Lord is in control. Aren't you thankful? Amen. Praise God. Well, I want to talk to your hearts tonight. Amen. The general surgeon, the God of heaven, understands what we are all facing in life. And he knows tonight. And there's sometimes things get inside of our hearts that only the Holy Ghost can deal with. I'm telling you, friends, they can give you advice like Job's friends. Job's wife, she can only do so much. Amen. Amen. Correctional preaching and teaching. Amen. Sometimes that gives you an idea. It turns a light on for you. But only the Holy Ghost can do what the Holy Ghost can do. Amen. The general surgeon of our hearts. I love it when God opens us up and God looks on the inside of our heart and says, I want to put in you a brand new heart. I want to put a right spirit in you. Are you thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost that works so beautifully? Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you come to God, amen, God don't even leave a scar there. God is the God that knows how to slip it on in and take it on out and make everything new in your life. Amen. You ought to give the Lord a hand of praise tonight for what he can do. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, you beautiful God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. I want to go to the 1 Thessalonians tonight, the 2nd chapter, verse 10. And after that, we'll read chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. But 1 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And verse 10, it feels good to feel God tonight. I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like the feeling of liberty in the Holy Ghost. Amen. To give God that opportunity to minister and to work. Amen. The scriptures that we're going to read tonight in 2 Thessalonians. Amen. Or 1 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter. I got to get that right. 1 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, verse 10. The scripture said, ye are witnesses, not only you and God also, how holily and justly and unblamely we behave ourselves among you that believe. Man, that's kind of like sound like Brother Crosswhite right there. Paul, as a lot of times since Crosswhite said, you put all these words together that kind of rhyme, and I mean, that's just the way I think. How holily and justly and unblamably we behave ourselves among you that believe. Would you turn to chapter 3 now? Verse 12. Chapter 3, verse 12. And the scripture says, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. Verse 13. To the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all of his saints. My. Amen. Lord, thank you tonight for your word. Thank you for what you're doing in our life, how you're establishing something in us. God, you stabilize, you touch us, and you make a difference inside of us. I thank you, God, for your power and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you, saints of God. Amen. It feels good to feel the Lord again. But tonight I want to talk to you about, there's just something about the spirit of a house. Amen. The spirit of a house. Well, let me just say this. When I go to people's houses, when you walk in the door, every home has an atmosphere, right? There's an atmosphere. When somebody's given the hospitality, there's something about it that you feel comfortable, you feel safe in that house. You feel something in the attitude and the spirit of that house. I'm telling you, it makes you comfortable. Amen. You know, and I can remember people coming to our house, even when I was a kid, and in my home now, that God has blessed us. And let me just say this. I can remember people coming ever since I was a kid, and they would say the same thing. They would say, it feels so good in your house. There's something here. It wasn't just the warm hospitality of my mom being a great cook. It's not the warm hospitality of Sister Crosswhite, my wife, even just being a great cook and a great host. But there is a spirit of a house. When people walk in the door, even they feel that safety. They feel that haven there. Have you ever been in a place when you walked in, you didn't feel that? You felt a division. You felt an unwelcomeness. Even though they said, come on in, make yourself at home. You couldn't. You felt something. You felt out of place. And you felt there was something that you could not see, amen, that was operating. Many times I've been places, amen, I've been to businesses that when I walked in the door, I didn't feel a certain feeling. I didn't feel what I need to feel. But I've been to other places when I walked in, they, oh, come on in. And there's nothing like good hospitality. There's nothing like when you live in the South, amen, when somebody looks at you, hey, how you doing? I love it because all my life there's been a sense of hospitality that has in my whole life and the atmosphere. And I've been places up north, amen, when I went somewhere, I look at somebody in an elevator one day and say, hey, how you doing? And they looked at me like, who are you? And I had one lady never correct a smile. I said, how? Hey, how are you doing? Hey, how you doing? And she looked at me and said, fine, thank you. It like to drove me crazy. What did I do to her? I thought, oh my. And so I tried it to somebody else that next day where I looked at someone, hey, how you doing? Fine, thank you. It's almost like, don't disturb me. I almost spit in my face. Because they don't have that hospitality. But I want to talk to you about the spirit of the house. The spirit of the house. How when you are tapped into the Holy Ghost, there's something about that holy attitude. Amen. When you worship God and you give God the liberty in your worship, there's something that is drawing. People begin, you take it with you. Don't leave it in the church. But you take it wherever you go. People's going to be magnetized. They're going to look at you. The other day, Brother Johnson and I were sitting in a restaurant. And the waitress came, and I may have mentioned this Thursday. I can't remember. I know I've mentioned it since then. But the waitress came. She said, "Sir, there's just something about you two men that's just glowing. There's a glow all over you. You know, I want more than just that glow, amen, to be something that, you know, I want something to draw people to the God that I serve. Amen. I want that to be maintained in my life. I want something to be appealing to the souls. Amen. Hear me. We have one opportunity to live, and we have a grand opportunity to live for the Almighty God. I can't afford to let something get in my spirit that begins to push people out and say, fine, thank you. But I wanted to be, oh, look what I have. I have the God of heaven, the creator of the universe living in my life. Amen. I can't afford to let something get in my soul that begins to destroy my walk, amen, with God. I want it to be that when people come that they say, I want what you have. I want what you have. More than me trying to persuade somebody, more than us trying to perform and be a performance church. Oh God, let the fountain flow. Let there be a spirit in our lives that begins to reach other people. Amen. So when people walk in, they tell you that the first 15 seconds of walking in a church, they've already determined something. I love it because it was somebody that came just recently, and we were praying, and we were lost in the Holy Ghost before service. And this person said, when I walked in, Brother Crossway, I felt something so holy. I've had people say when they pulled in the parking lot, they felt something drawing them. Amen. Something about it. I have a man here in town. When we were in Central Heights, our building there, he said every time I would drive by your church, he said I felt my skin would crawl. And he said something would just do something. I want people to feel the glory of the Holy Ghost. How about you? I don't want to be one that comes and always come to church to have to pray through. I don't want to be the one that always have to have the church to come over here and resuscitate me and try to build me back up. I don't want that to be my life. Have you ever seen that person that always come that can't stand, they can't walk? Their attitude is, you've got to help me up. I want to be that one that says, hey, this is a holy place. This is a safe place. When that person walks in the door, that my worship is not just coming up here and me performing, me dancing around, me raising my hands, but let it be that I worship of the Almighty God, that they can get a taste. The scripture says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The spirit of the house. There's snobby people in life, aren't there? I've seen a lot of snobby people that look at you and that raise their nose up like, I'm so much better than you. And in the kingdom of God, amen, God is looking for a people that looks at other people, not like I'm better than you, amen, but I'm graced and I want you to have what I have. Amen. This church should never lift their nose up and think, we're better than the person over here. We're better than... No. We're all saved by the same blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. God brought us out of a horrible pit. God set our feet up on the solid rock. Amen. We don't deserve what we got. But oh, we're so grateful for what we got. We're so thankful for this treasure that we have in our earthen vessels. The glory, it don't belong to us. It belongs to God. But I want to be keepers of the treasure, keepers of the treasure. I've seen a lot of people have spiritual garage sales. They've pawned off and sold the precious treasure of God. And, you know, the enemy can begin to work on your values. The enemy can begin to steal and take away that preciousness. When I clap my hands, amen, oh, I don't want to just clap my hands. I want it to be as an honor to the Almighty God. I don't want the pulpit to constantly say, come on, church, lift your hands. Come on. But let it be something inside of me, a holy zeal and love for God. Amen. Let it be the atmosphere that we set, that when a new believer or a new person comes to the church, amen, that they come hungry and thirsty, that they find a people that loves their God, that loves the Spirit of God, that loves the preaching of the Word of God, that will fight for the things of godliness and righteousness and holiness. Oh God, we got to keep some things here. The spirit of a house is very important. Amen. You know, even hospitals, Brother Danny would tell you, hospitals have a spirit, their teamship. When they don't have good teamship, pretty soon the word will get around. More than what you type and put up in, when you begin to rate a people and you begin, I'm not going to give them but one star. More than what you put online, because there's people that are hired to make things look good. But word of mouth is the greatest detriment or the greatest blessing to a hospital. But when a hospital works together and there's a caring heart, Brother Daniel, I love it. And when I walk in your hospital and one of those nurses says, oh, you're Daniel's pastor. Daniel is a caring man. They've watched you weep before because of somebody that you were caring for who was going through struggles. You know what that tells me? I'd rather be around people that care. I'd rather be in a hospital that cares about my well-being. Long for a spirit to get out. And somebody said, I don't want to go there. I don't want, but let me just say this. Now, the devil uses some people too, that they get cross, they get that attitude, they get something in underneath their thinking cap. And generally, it's people that become pharisaical or people that want to justify their sins. You see, the Pharisees got to the where they held their nose up in the air. And they would stand around and pray and to be seen and to perform and do all this. And there were those that would hide their sin and cover their sin and shoot everybody else out. Amen. Let me say this. The church of the living God, we don't make our light shine any brighter by shooting everybody else's lights out.
That's right.
Amen. You know what God wants? God wants us to shine together. God wants us to glow together. God wants the glory of His Spirit to work. I want to see the Holy Ghost minister, amen, across this building, across the homes that are represented here. I want the vision of this church to be a welcoming place for the Almighty God to work. That when that sinner walks in the door, they can find a holy hospitality, an attitude that says, oh, we have what you need tonight. Amen. More than us coming and saying, oh God, take the rocks out of my heart. Take the stones out of my heart. But let it be that we could pray together and say, God, help us to help that sinner. Help us to help that person that is in addictions and problems and going through different things, that is facing suicide, that they could find healing and hope in the house of God. Have you ever been around greedy people? I've sat at tables before where, you know, it's supposed to be a sharing platter of food, and before you could ever get yours, amen, they're grabbing, they're wanting. And we've been here before to where we've had things in the back, and not even this facility, but the one in Central Heights, to where people after church, we've had fellowships, and you could tell those that before everybody else could get around, they've already got three pieces of pie hidden somewhere, and because they want it for them. And I've seen people go and sit and fix to-go plates before everybody else eats, and because they want to go through the line themselves, but they want something to go. And that's greed, isn't it? That always aggravated me. But I love it when people said, hey, come on. Come to the fountain. There's plenty of room for you at the Lord's table. Amen. There's exactly what you need. Amen. An old country boy said, you know, when he was a kid, he said his mama would fry chicken. And he said, if they had one piece of chicken and the lights went out, he said 10 hands would grab for that piece of chicken. And he said, you better hope nobody had a fork in their hand. You got stabbed. I don't want it to be that way. I don't want to be a people that maintains that spirit, that attitude, that says, no, this is mine. Amen. I want to say, amen, tonight how beautiful it is when we let the Holy Ghost minister. Amen. That free healing of God, when somebody comes to the front, I don't care. There's a lot of people want to get the magnifying glass and play Sherlock. And they want to look at them. I wonder what they're doing now. I wonder what they've done. Amen. Oh, friend, it's not for you to try to investigate. Amen. But I want you to realize when you see somebody struggling, you shouldn't be the nosy type that's trying to find out what they're doing. Amen. And trying to discover. But be that one that says, God, oh, touch my brother. Touch my sister. They may be going through a valley. They don't need another person to kick them in the teeth. But they need a people that love them. The Spirit. The spirit of a church is amazing. But I've been places where you walk in and you felt like everybody had a weapon in their hand. They turned on you like, what are you doing here? Remember walking in the back of a church one time, and I got there a little bit late because of a travel situation. When I walked in, every head in the building turned and they looked like, who are you and what are you doing here? Come to worship Jesus. But if there's not a welcome feeling and a welcome spirit, what good is it? I love when I walk in a place and I feel the liberty of the Holy Ghost. Saints, we've got to preserve that. That's the reason why we talk about pre-service prayer so much, the importance of it. Pre-service prayer is to get us out of the way so God can have his way. That person that will walk in this place with a need can find an open way to the throne of God. Amen. How many wants to see God use your life and God use you and use your church? I want God to use me. How many have lost loved ones? Amen. That you want to see brought into the ark of safety. Amen. Hear me. When we maintain a right attitude. Amen. And keep the spirit of the house. Focus on the Almighty God, even in our worship. Amen. Oh, let it be that we point to the Almighty God. Curtis Magnus, I asked him to testify many times in Snyder, in big old Curtis, and I had a little smaller pulpit, but I've seen old Curtis, he'd get behind that pulpit and he said he would choke down, and with a weeping crying voice, he said, you know what I want people to see in me? And he would stoop down and he hold his hand up. He said, I want them to see me pointing to Jesus Christ. Amen. You know what I want them to, when they walk in the house here at Apostolic Lighthouse, I want them to feel the power of the Holy Ghost and see us pointing to Jesus Christ. Amen. This is not a who's who club. Amen. This is not a better than thou. This is not a society meeting. But this is a place where souls can come and find the fountain of the Holy Ghost. Hear me, saint of God. God wants to minister. God wants to have his way. But spirits and attitudes, the way we behave ourselves, the way we perceive ourselves, a lot of times hinders. For example, tonight I borrowed something and I want to use an object illustration. Very quickly, attitudes and visuals can begin to make a lot of different things. If I did this tonight, there is, if I walked in Walmart like this, and they seen me, and I said, hi, I'm Pastor Crossway. You think they're going to welcome me? Do you think they're going to feel comfortable with me? If I go downtown Nacogdoches and stand on the street, they're going to think, uh-oh, somebody's here. Pretty soon, I'm going to have people watching me, looking, and say, what he's up to? Because it seems to be an image. And many times, that image is portrayed, and we begin to see that. And the person that owns these glasses said, these are just cheap glasses. Isn't it amazing how cheaply, when we present ourselves with a wrong spirit and a wrong motive, how we're misread? My God, I want to take away any image, any cosmetic, anything that would distract somebody from seeing the right things of God. I want the purity of the Holy Ghost. I don't need this tonight. I don't need to portray an image that I'm not. I don't need to begin to be a supposer. I don't need to be somebody that's just out there to impress somebody else. But I come today to say, had it not been for Jesus Christ, where would I be? Oh God, I got the treasure, and there's enough of the treasure to share with somebody else. I want the fountain of healing to flow. You see, there's healing. We talk about healing. We think about, oh, heal my knee. Heal my hip. No. I want the healing that heals hearts and souls and lives. Amen. That when somebody walks in, they find an intensive care unit in the church. They find a place where somebody can come and fall on these altars and find the prayerful saints of God that would attend to altars. I want you to help me from now on. Amen. When somebody comes to this altar, amen, instead of questioning, I wonder what they're doing, I want you to come and say, God, you know the need. I just come to stand with them. I come to help them. I come to assist somebody. I come, Lord, to participate with the healing waters of the Holy Ghost. A lot of times we think it's pastor's job to come to the altar and help them pray. I want to challenge you. Amen. A church that will help me around the altar will be a church that will have joy unspeakable. I love it because I've been in places where several mothers have given birth. I haven't been in the birthing room with different other than my wife. But I've been places just outside the door where we pray for the mother, pray for the daddy. And you ever been around a midwife? I've been around some of these midwives. And these midwives would come out of that room sweating. They would come out weary. They've been there. They get a joy of being there with that mother that's having a child. They're there to encourage. They're there to impart a knowledge. They're there. And oh, they look like warriors. I remember this one particular years ago at Medical Center Hospital. In fact, we went there and somebody was having a baby. I can't remember who it was. And this lady was kind of a larger lady. But she was a midwife. Everybody knew who she was. They said, she is amazing. And I can remember her coming out. And she coming to get a breath of fresh air. And she looked like a weary warrior. But oh, in just a little bit, amen, she came out with a smile and a spirit of a conqueror, amen, in her atmosphere and her attitude. She came out with victory when that child came to this earth. Amen. I want to tell somebody, I believe the church ought to be one that will weep with those that weep and pray with those that pray and travail with those that travail and worship and celebrate with those get that glory and their deliverance to the Almighty God. God is wanting that the spirit of a house. The church should be like a funeral home. The church should be like a rodeo arena. The church should be like just a circus with a head clown, Pastor Dr. Popsicles up here. Amen. No. We're here not to amuse people. We're not here. But let it be that your worship is serious. But let it be celebrating the King of Kings. Let it be that you come and honor God. Amen. That we keep the sacred things of God sacred. That we treasure and move the Holy Ghost. I come here tonight to bless the Lord. I come here to worship the King of Kings. I come here tonight to praise Him. Hallelujah. There's something that we got to keep. A sacredness. A love of God. I want it to be cultivated in our children. Sister Crosswhite and I had the privilege of going to Roswell, New Mexico just recently. What an amazing people there. You know what stood out to Brother Roach? Brother Roach and Sister Roach. We stopped in Breckenridge and I talked to Brother Roach on the phone and I had to convince him. I said, Brother Roach, you need to go with us. Brother Roach is retired and he's no longer pastoring. And I said, Brother Roach, man, please come with us. I said, everything will be taken care of. I called Brother Foster and I worked on the other end and me and Brother Foster talked about it. He knows Brother Roach. So we picked up Grandpa Roach and I know what way Brother Roach thinks. And I said, Brother Roach, listen, everything's taken care of. And we get there. And at that church, and how wonderful to watch. They're little kids. This is Crosswalk, we'll verify this. They're little kids. Worship just like the adults. There's a sincerity amongst their people. Brother Oates said, I've never seen where these little kids are so sincere. We went to their youth camp, or their camp meeting. Really, now it's a camp meeting. Went to their camp meeting, and at their camp meeting, there was other churches there. But what really made it really great is to watch little kids like Ella Mae, little kids like Rhett. When the mom and daddies would worship, they were worshiping. When daddy was praying, those kids were praying just as sincere as daddy, as mama was. They would worship God. Their hands would raise and they weren't playing. I mean, you didn't see them on the floor just playing around and just sitting there with a coloring book, but they were worshiping God. You know what I want to see in our church? I want to see that gap filled, that our kids could come and worship God. Wouldn't you want to see your babies filled with the Holy Ghost? I want to see them lost in the Spirit. Amen. That the Almighty God, I'm telling you, it takes with our attitude and our spirit. Let it be contagious. Amen. That when a guest comes in the house, amen, the first time that their kids could feel the same thing and their babies could receive the Holy Ghost. Is this a safe house? Is this a safe place? Is this a place where we love the truth? Are we constantly looking at our watches and say, hurry up, preacher? Or let it be that we stand up and say, feed me, saint. See, feed my soul, pastor. Feed my soul, preacher. Give me what God has tonight. Let it be a place of hunger. Let it please be a place where we appreciate the things of God. Instead of being a place of undermining attitudes and things that are harmful to each other, let it be a place of healing, a place of togetherness, a place of unity, a place of hope, and a place of mercy. Oh, I'm telling you, it don't take long. Amen. When a people get in one mind and one accord for God to do something beautiful. Amen. Brother Jeff spoke it so well. Big Spring, Texas. How many people there, bro? Can you imagine? Same size as Nacogdoches. No church. They had churches there, brother. We were there to help Brother and Sister Sanders start that church in Big Spring. One of the churches that were there for years went crazy, went charismatic. Brother and Sister Sanders were in their 70s and drove from Colorado City to Big Spring and started church in a little storefront, if I can remember right. I can remember going. I can remember preaching there. But today, because nobody's willing to put their shoulder to the plow, there's no church there. And Brother Jeff would work there, and he would try to bring people to church. And he was so excited. You know, man, Brother Jeff's got a lot of zeal in it. And I mean, he's ready. He's ready to see people filled with the Holy Ghost. And he would bring them to church, only to pull up, and the door would be locked. He called the pastor. Well, we're not having church tonight. We decided, you know, oh, yeah, you got better things to do. I'm going to tell you the best thing to do right now is to be in the house of God. Amen. The best thing to do on a Sunday night is to come and worship the Lord God Almighty, to give God praise. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. I'm thankful for the privilege to have church tonight. I'm thankful to come to the Lord's table tonight to dine, to eat. It's crazy. Man, a pastor just recently, a pastor in this area, Brother Schubert quoted him to me the other day. He said, Brother so-and-so told a younger minister they quit having church on Sunday nights. And he said, so what are you doing on Sunday nights? Well, he said, I'm not asking about your people. I'm asking about you. What are you doing on Sunday nights? He said, I'll tell you what the problem is. You're just lazy. I don't want to ever be a lazy people when it comes to worship. Amen. I don't want to be that one that holds back my honor and the sacrifice. But let the sacrifice be willing. Amen. Let my heart be willing to give God, amen, that high praise, to give God that honor. Tonight you ought to lift your hands and say, God, I want it to flow in me. I want that desire to grow in me. I want that sacredness to be there all the time in my heart. Oh, it's not too far. It's not too hard to come to the house of God. Oh, God. Come on, pray for the Spirit. Amen. Come on, pray for the atmosphere. Lord, let our atmosphere be a place where souls could come, where lives could come, and feel that grace of your Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 For over 18 years, there was a precious little example that came to her church that drove 50-something miles. And there was times that she would drive two times on a Sunday and on a midweek, Sister Catherine Woodard. Amen. And many times I catch myself looking for her in church. She's no longer here. The Lord graduated her. But I want to tell somebody, amen, God has given us good examples. These three young ladies, they drive 50 miles to church. Amen. They come to the house of God. Amen. They're not just that, some of them are teenagers, but they're young ladies that sacrifice to come to the house of God. Amen. Because they found something here. Amen. That they love. Amen. Believe me. Amen. They represent the things of God. I will share with you sometimes, amen, Rebecca, the graduation speech that she made, amen, when she graduated from high school the other day. Amen. They pre-recorded it that she didn't have to make it in front of everybody. But her graduation speech, in essence, was this. She told the people, she said, I'm so thankful for God. And she said, when I repented of my sins, basically, God filled me with the Holy Ghost in last October. And she said, I obeyed Acts chapter 2, verse 30. By repenting and being baptized in Jesus' name. She concluded her speech by saying this. She said, on behalf of my class and behalf of me and my faith, I want to ask you to lift your hands to the Almighty God. Graduation. Rebecca, amen, I've let people look at that and show them. And I look at the eyes of preachers, amen, whose eyes begin to tear up and tears begin to flow. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. I want this to be a contagious thing. I want this to be a priceless thing. This is not just a church-going church, but this is a God-fearing people, a people who love their God, a people that wants the sacred things of God. We want holiness and righteousness. We want the blessings of God to flow. They looked at Moses and they said, you're making it too hard on us, Moses. You're making it too hard, Moses. You're too hard on us, Moses. Moses, he was obeying the orders from God Almighty. He began to draw some things in the sand and say, we're not going to do this because God said it. If it displeases the Almighty God, it ought to displease you. Amen. Hear me tonight. Amen. If God hates it, amen, you ought to hate it. If God loves it, you ought to love it. You need to preserve the things of the Almighty God. Amen. For me at my house, Joshua said, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. Oh, tonight, which do you choose? Amen. Choose ye this day. Amen. Let it be that you hang on to the things of God. We need the Spirit of the Lord in this place. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord can work and minister. He'll heal the brokenhearted. He'll set at liberty the captive. But if we put our shades on, have you ever seen somebody at nighttime in Walmart wearing shades? They're on something or think they're something. They're on something or think they're something. You see me like this, you would think he's out of his mind or on something or think he's something. I want to tell somebody tonight, amen, I don't have to prove anything in a derogative way. Amen, I'm so thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful for the mercies of heaven. Stand in this place tonight. Lift your hands. Amen. Won't you come to the front right now? Amen. Lifting your hands and saying, God, we want the holy things, the sacred things. We want the well to flow in our church. We want the well to flow in our homes and in our lives. So, God, come on, gather close tonight with me. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want God to have liberty to work tonight. I want God to have the liberty to work. I can't afford to be the one that's in the way. I can't afford to let me have an attitude or a spirit of deception, a spirit that is hung up. I gotta have God. Would you open the door of your heart right now? I'll give God liberty in this place. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord the liberty to work right now in this place. Come on, give God the liberty to work in your heart, your mind. Come on, let the power of the Holy Ghost, the fire of God tonight, ignite something in your spirit. God, I want your spirit. I want your will. I want your way, God. I want your glory, God. I want your power, Lord Jesus. I want that holy feeling of hospitality in my life that welcomes you, that makes you, God, desire to live in me, a desire, God, to have you here. Lord, put it in our babies. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If there's a little child next to you, amen, I want you to put your hand right there on their life. If you're that mother, amen, I want you to pray with that child next to you right now and say, God, let it be for my children. Let it become real to my children. Let it become real to the children of our church. Let the fire of your spirit burn. Let it be, God, something that translates, amen, to the sinner that walks in our church. Let it be something that translates to the hungry, the lonely. God, that one that needs you, that they can find answers in your house. Hallelujah. 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 Spirit of living God. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We need to weep for the old past. Some of you that's been raised around this, some of you that have been brought up in the house of God that remember the ancient years of revival. Amen. Sister Riley, you remember those old years where people come to the house of God, they didn't play. It was something sacred. Amen. Sister Quinn, that old fashioned power of the Holy Ghost that you grew up with, Mama Crosswhite, Grandma Crosswhite, the old years when people would pray. Amen. Oh, Sister Susie, remember those years we grew up in with the people of God? There was a realness and a grace of God that flowed. Amen. Something powerful. Amen. Oh, friend, you ought to lift your hands and say, God, baptize us again. God, put it in us, Lord Jesus. Oh, infuse it in us, God, again. Well, your conviction is welcome. Your spirit is welcome. My God. You know what I feel of the Holy Ghost? I feel the hand of the great physician here tonight, the surgeon. God said, I want to remove some things out of your heart. I want to move some things out of the way that I can have a pure heart. Come on, let the Holy Ghost work on you right now. The Spirit of God is working. The authority of the Holy Ghost is in this place. Hallelujah. God moves things out. Healing starts happening immediately. Amen. There's healing for you tonight. Come on, let the hand of the surgeon tonight, the great shepherd of your soul, let him minister deep inside of you right now. Hallelujah. Come on, give him liberty. Lord, have your way with me. Amen. Lift those hands, lift those voices tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, come on, lift your voice, saint. All through this building right now. I need some warriors. Oh, some warriors that will say, God, we want the old past. We want the old past, Jesus. We want the old past, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Those of you right now, you feel the Holy Ghost. I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, pray in the Holy Ghost. Get in the Spirit. Hallelujah, come on, pray with me right now, Lord. I believe you. Hallelujah, come on, lift your heart to the Lord. Come on, lift your heart to the Lord. Come on, we're standing in the presence of Jehovah. We're standing in the presence of our King, our God. Lord, we're hungry. We don't want to lose, God. We don't want to lose that sacredness. We don't want to lose that attitude and that spirit of righteousness. My God. Come on, I feel the holiness of the Lord in this place. Come on, I feel God doing something right now. Come on, God wants to usher this church to a place in the realm of the Holy Ghost. Come on, close your eyes and lift your voice right now. Forget about that person near you. Amen. Come on, get lost in prayer right now. Come on, let your voice ring out. Let it begin to lift tonight. Amen. Let it be tonight that you pray with a burden and a zeal. God, I got to have you. I got to have you. Oh, come on, pray with a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. Come on, don't be afraid and ashamed to weep before God and to cry out. Come on, cry out, young person, cry out. Come on, saint, cry out to the living God tonight. Come on, put some effort, put something behind your prayer. Come on, put that hunger behind your prayer tonight. God, I got to have you. I got to have you. I got to have you, oh God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, join with us tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, children, would you pray with us tonight? Come on, children, would you pray with us tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, somebody needs to yield to the Holy Ghost tonight. Lord, teach me to yield to you, Lord. Teach me to yield to your Spirit, God. Teach me to yield, oh God. Teach me to open the door wide for you, Lord. Teach me to yield to your Spirit, oh God. Oh, my Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus. Teach me to yield to your presence. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, I need some midwives in the house tonight. I need some people that would, Zion would travail, the people of God. Oh God, we've got to have babies. God, we've got to see new birth here. God, we've got to see it, Lord. God, we've got to have new beginnings in our family, Lord. Oh, your house, let it be a house of prayer. Let it be a house of victory, oh God. Put back that joy, put back that joy, put back that joy. Holy God, holy God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You solo la 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 marra. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, if you ever travailed in the Holy Ghost, I want you to let God bring you back to travail. Come on, let God bring you back to travail. Come on, let God bring you back to travail. God wants his people to travail. God wants his people to travail. God wants his people to intercede and know how. Come on, yield to it. Yield. The Spirit of the Lord is here tonight. Come on, say the Spirit of God is here. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, cry to the Lord tonight. Somebody needs to really lift your voice and cry to the King of Kings. Come on, you need to cry out. Amen. Hear me, cry out tonight. I don't want to lose, oh God, that momentum. I don't want to lose that sacredness, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Merciful Savior, Lion of Judah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, put the fire in us, oh Lord. The fire in our altars, God. With the fire in our church, Jesus. Hallelujah, let it burn inside of us, God. Let that power of your Spirit minister, Lord, through us, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 Lord God. Holy, 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 holy. You are the restorer of my life. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, here am I. Here am I, God, here am I. Hallelujah, Lord, refresh, revive, restore. Hallelujah, restore the joy of thy salvation, Lord. Rejoice, God, let us rejoice. Let us rejoice in your power. God, let us joy in what you're doing, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, with a holy zeal. A holy zeal, God, in our lives, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, would you empty your heart before the Lord? God of heaven, we seek your face. We seek your face, dear God. We seek your face. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh God, search me, search me, search me. Know my heart, Lord. Know my heart, dear God. Know my heart, know my heart. Know my heart, dear God. Know my heart, dear God. You know, stand your diamond at the alleys. Hallelujah. So sabado. Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus. God, I worship you. God, we worship you. We worship you.